The Lemon List.
Today's Lemon List.
Screwball comic strip.
Back in the 1930s and 40s, thanks to the Marx Brothers, the popular movie genre of the day was the screwball comedy. Those madcap, farcical, fast-paced flicks filled with sight gags and resplendent repartee. This kind of madcap humor was mirrored on the funny pages of the newspapers, so I thought I'd do a quick overview of the screwiest, nuttiest, zaniest comic strips from the classic era of the funnies. Well, there's no better place to start than with Smokey Stover. This was a strip drawn by Bill Holman in the mid-30s, and it continued right up into the 1950s. Even a cursory glance will confirm that it was a huge influence on the early Mad magazine artists, with puns and sight gags aplenty. Smokey Stover was about the wacky antics of a fireman driving around in his fire truck, which was known as the Foomobile. The strips themselves are not nearly as thrilling as the backgrounds, which are filled with a mad plethora of visual gags and zany details. It's really fantastic stuff. Next up, Count Screwloose by insane cartooning genius Milt Gross. He wrote his anarchic strips in a kind of Yiddish-infected English, and his style was surprisingly loose and lively for the era. Count Screwloose is what today we'd describe as someone with a severe mental and multiple personality disorder. He resided in a lunatic asylum called Nutty Crest Sanitarium, where he kept a pet dog called Iggy. Each week he'd escape at will to wreak havoc amongst the smart folks before returning to the nut house. Count Screwloose was later even animated with the voice of an uncredited Mel Blanc. Milt Gross later drew the world's first wordless novel, He Done Her Wrong, which is well worth checking out. And finally, on the Lemon List today, everyone's heard of Basil Wolverton, the mad magazine cartoonist and self-described producer of preposterous pictures of peculiar people who prowl this perplexing planet. He's truly one of a kind. His powerhouse Pepper was a classic, but did you know he also drew a comic strip? It was called Culture Corner, and it ran in Whiz Comics, which was home of the great Captain Marvel, from the mid-40s through the early 50s. Each strip dealt with wacky ways to solve common problems that plague all of us, and each had a gloriously phonetic tongue-twisting title. A few of my personal favorites include How to Stop Brooding If Your Ears Are Protruding, How to Grope for Bathtub Soap, and the classic How to Eat Beans Without Soiling Your Jeans. Anyway, links to examples from all these strips can be found at the Tall Tale Features website. This is Jonathan Lemon of Rabbits Against Magic. See you next time.